How do you separate your brilliant idea and the emotions that go with that to, no, this is actually something a customer will buy or won't buy?
When we look at sort of the mindset of, you know, successful growth-oriented entrepreneurs, what I see is this really interesting blend of confidence and humility. Like, you believe in yourself and your team and your idea, but you're humble enough and you listen well enough to the market to make sure that there's alignment there.
And I think a lot of entrepreneurs begin with, well, I'm already convinced and you should be too, forgetting what the journey that you had to travel to convince yourself. So being able to back up and be like, what would it take for my idea as a new idea in the world to get over a mountain of behavioral barrier? And you have to meet customers at that place and work back to where you are, not just assume that people are going to fall in love with the thing that in the way that you did because it took you a while to get there. And that, I have to say, is probably the biggest psychological flip that founders have to get to. Like, look, I don't care if you like your idea. You have to go talk to 50 people, 100 people, 500 people, however many it takes to really make sure that your idea not only is interesting, but addresses a known, felt pain point. And if it doesn't meet that bar, you probably haven't thought hard enough about what you're really doing.
I want to pivot a little bit, no pun intended. The art of the pivot. What do you guys look for in those pivot moments? And when, as an entrepreneur building a company, what are the signs you should be looking for to realize there could be a pivot here?
So Hazel, they came into program, and the team had previously worked at another human resources company, a payroll company. So that they knew that category, and they thought that what the world needed was a new, more modern human resource information system, HRIS system. But when they went out for the first month and started talking to customers about it, they were getting a lot of that, a lot of meh. Like, they weren't getting the pull, the customer pull from it. And at some point, probably in week 4 of the program, we had a really hard conversation. You think you're doing something and you have customers and you have product and you have momentum and you could keep marching down that path, but if you really want to win at something, you can't be HRIS and manager development. You have to own down to the ground the thing that you're best at. And we had to say, you guys probably have to walk away from the thing that you spent the last year plus building and selling, and you have to rebuild from the ground up, and you have to change your, you know, your marketing and your narrative and everything else. And they did that, and they did it with enough time left in program to come to demo day, for those who saw it, and absolutely nail what they're doing. But it's only because they were very agile in their thinking and their execution to be able to do that. And it's scary as hell.
You may have an intention that you think clearly is going to resonate with your customer. When you see your customers kind of hacking your product to get to what they really want, it's time to sit up and take note, right? If that's what your customers are telling you something by the way they interact with your product.
Cool. Let's talk fundraising. What raw advice would you give founders here today who are taking their ideas in front of an investor? What are the words that you should be listening to?
I think there's certainly some fundamentals around really showing that not only do you believe in this idea, but you've assembled the best team in the world.
The number one box to check is not product, it's not market, it's team. As an aggregate, the team has to be masters of their domain, their ability to execute product, their ability to communicate, and their ability to sell.
One of the best blessings you can get is a quick no, you know? And Chris is so good at saying, you know, I've seen this movie before, I know another product, here's why I'm not investing, and take that feedback.
I think a lot of people want to be entrepreneurs because it sounds cool. You have to be so sure that this is the thing that you should be doing with your time and with your life. The persistence required to be effective at it, the level of humility about, I know all the things that I'm wrong about or where I need help, but I am sure that I am the person that needs to push this idea forward and get it into the world. If you don't have that level of conviction about what you're doing, think harder about the idea you're doing, because 2 years in, when you're running out of money, those are the dark days. If you don't begin from a point of, this is the highest and best use of my time in my life right now, is to do this work.
So I think we're at a point where we can open it up for Q&A from the crowd. So does anyone have a question you'd like to ask?
How did you see the best teams come together?
Some of the most exciting teams for us are come to us where they've met in a work environment, and they've actually worked on a problem and they've fallen in love with a problem and felt that problem either wasn't being addressed or not being addressed well in this place that they were. Those teams are incredibly exciting to us.
Are there any sort of techniques or, you know, places that you can sort of like talk to real investors and get brutally honest feedback from those actual real investors?
If you take the investment question out of what you're doing and go to people who happen to be investors and say, I don't know if what I'm doing is productive or not. You see a lot of deals. Can you give me feedback on it? Might be a more productive way to get honest feedback than saying, I'm raising money. Do you want to participate?
For really busy people, putting guardrails around the ask. Like, I would love 20 minutes of your time to get your feedback on my go-to-market strategy, right? Make it really crystal clear. Make it easy for busy people to say yes, I think is one technique that really works. being in school is like the golden ticket. No, everybody says yes to students, so please take advantage of it while you can. Find those trusted advisors who can shorten your path to the actual check writers.
Do you have any techniques to sort of gauge whether customers will actually be willing to put their money down when the time comes?
How do you take the human part out of it? Because often if you're in front of them and they clearly, they know that you like it, people just, they want to please you, so they'll say what, so like how do you take emotion out of the evaluation is one question. And the second is, how do you escalate their commitment? Which is, how do you essentially put their commitment under stress? Not just to say, oh yeah, I like it, it's interesting, but to say like, what would you give up to get this?
And getting out of the echo chamber, that's your friend network. Your friends and family aren't gonna wanna offend you, so they'll tell you, of course, it's the best thing since sliced bread, yeah.
There's a startup that was initially here called Joy that's now moved to San Francisco, and it was founded by a bunch of Azure engineers. And they were sitting around having pizza one night and realized there isn't a cohesive platform for folks who are going through wedding planning and the actual wedding. So they wanted to create Joy as a platform to do that. They wanted everyone who was attending the wedding to either list that they were single or married. And who do you think asked that question? Men or women? Women. Interesting fact. So they enabled that feature, user activity spiked, and they have a whole ton of new data that can actually take that effort forward. So Rebecca, when you're talking about some of the things, I just thought Joy, I'm like, well, this is a perfect story.
What are customers doing to hack the experience that they really want?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, you nailed it. And so they actually discovered one of their most favorited features. You wouldn't think so, but yeah. And what happens is they're actually connecting, couples are coming out of weddings now as a result of Joy. Bundle Joy is their next question.
At what stage in the startup journey would you advise is the right time to apply to an accelerator?
I think what we want to see is teams that are committed to a path, already executing against it, and looking for acceleration, truly for help getting somewhere. Is it clear that you're already on a path where you're likely to be successful, and our support will make you more successful more quickly? That's what we really want.
Congratulations again, guys, for being here this week, and I guess we'll wrap up then.
Thanks for having
me. Yeah, congrats to you guys. You clearly are amazing.